Lewis, fantastic to see you here as part of the Belmore Hotel Scone Lady Sevens. Great effort to come up here, and it's just part of the growth of the game, isn't it, especially in the women's space?
Grown massively since 2016. Where I'm from, Braidwood, they had their women's team like come out of nowhere, and you know, they've got young girls playing down there, so all the country region catching on to it, and it's good that seven-a-side rugby, you know, you don't have to have a massive team, so these little country towns can compete and go enjoy, and then, you know, meet new friends and make new relationships, and, you know, enjoy a beer at the end of the day.
What about yourself? Of course, you're an Olympian. Fantastic opportunity to go to the Olympics, be part of that, but not really quite the performance you wanted at Rio, and that'll be something you'll be working for towards Tokyo.
Yeah, definitely. The belief we had in before Rio, like, I thought we were, you know, without a doubt, I thought we were gonna win. I think a lot of I can guarantee that everyone in our team had the same belief, but it just wasn't meant to be. And sevens rugby, as you know, and when you watch it, it can be pretty unpredictable at times, and sometimes your worst enemy, and you just can't get the ball and roll forward. But there are little things we learn and how we can improve and adapt and change. And 4 years later on, when we take on Tokyo, no doubt we'll be a little bit more hardened and understand that whole environment a little bit better.
Also now there's more specialised, there's like two different sports now within the game of rugby. You've got 15s, you've got 7s, and players are better at that. Have you found the new coach there in Tim Walsh? He brings some demanding standards coming from the ladies program.
Yeah, he's a great addition to the 7s program. He's had a successful campaign with the women for 4 years, and no doubt he knows how to win. But I think the last 2 years since Rio have built really well. So the team that we've got signed now till Tokyo, so those guys have, you know, just have that comfort of being able to, okay, this is our team, this is what we need to do, this is how they need to run. So it's more just getting everyone on the same page, getting them comfortable, confident, and then going and getting the results.
You're an old Braidwood Redback boy, but you haven't been out to Billy J. Pulver's Bread and Breakfast yet, but you're part of the Queanbeyan Whites as well. Do you get to see the crew down there, maybe Adam or Ian and the crew? Because certainly down there they've had some great success, and they've certainly got a great program down there in the John Iden Shield.
You know, they're always tough competitors, and my best mates all still play down there. My brothers play there. So it's always pleasing to get down there and watch a day at the Whites, especially if they come up against Tuggeranong or Royals now. They've got a good rivalry there, and the competition's always fierce regardless of what grade you watch. So traveling around and doing other bits and pieces on my weekend, sometimes I can't really get home as much as I like, but when I do, I tend to get down there and go out and have a watch and have a beer and catch up with everyone, and yeah, just enjoy rugby from the sideline.
What are you doing now? You've got yourself a nice big ranch up there at Stanthorpe, just on the border, so you can always come over the border and play 15s with the Tenterfield Bumblebees, but that's something you've put in the front of you to be able to make sure you've got something when you leave the game, and that's really important, is it? Because you're always caught up in the 3-day, 4-day cycle of being in the tournament system, and it's just relentless. It's like everybody thinks, oh, well, we'll go to Hong Kong, play on Saturday night, go out, get a suit, go out on the tear, and then sort of back up again on Sunday. But the reality is you're straight into the cold baths, you're straight into the recovery to make sure you can pick up some more points, pick up, you know, the trophy there on the next day, on the Sundays, no matter where you are around the world.
Something I've always dreamt of doing was owning a farm, probably before I had the dream of playing rugby. So to be able to, you know, tick that box off, or half tick that box off, and try and get that running in our spare time with my partner Charlotte, it's something that we enjoy. Yeah, it's hard work and takes a lot of our time, but we're getting that balance right off the field, and hopefully by the time we wind up playing rugby that's going successful, and that side of us can keep growing, and hopefully we stay within rugby and, you know, keep promoting the game and getting around and getting to these little country towns and just, you know, sharing the love and being a part of it all. So it's just more of a plan in the process. I'm not a big studier at hand. I'd rather get out and do a bit of hard work and enjoy the things that I like, so farming's one of them. So something to keep us away from rugby, keep us occupied, yeah, and have that balance, so we don't get worn out just thinking about rugby all the time.
Finally, is there the dream to come back and play 15s, maybe for the Brumbies or whatever, or you're pretty happy with your groove going to another Olympics and see how we go from there?
Yeah, look, I'll go to Tokyo. I'm signed until Tokyo, but then after that I'll definitely probably be looking for a change or something to do. So we'll just have to see where that goes. I don't even know. I might not even be playing rugby by the time I get to there. I could be a big old cattle rancher with a big 10-gallon. So I'll just enjoy the next 2 years. But yeah, we'd definitely like to get back and play some 15s and have a bit of a change-up.
Well, Lewis, we want to thank you for your time. We want to thank you for making the effort to come up here. We wish you all the best. No injuries on the way through. Plenty of success there. And enjoy it all as much as you can. But we want to thank you for your time here, Lewis Holland. And hopefully up there at the property in Stanthorpe, you'll have plenty of big cattles with plenty of big horns. And hopefully your dams are going to be nice and dug deep. And we thank you for your time and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Cheers.